welcome to our on-air substitute for our usual in-person meeting. And as we've been doing for several months, many months now, the format of tonight's meeting will be similar to our in-person meetings, where I'll just take check-ins by quadrants and the out of the Franklin County, and then we'll go back to the members of the leadership team for announcements and anybody else that needs to make any announcements. And taking our check-ins, we'll start in the northeast quadrant. Stations northeast, wishing to check in, please call. KD8IIB.
KA8RLC, Kilo Alpha 8, Romeo Lima Charlie, Cal.
November 8, Papa Victor Charlie, John.
Kilo 8, Lima Echo, K8LE, Andy.
Kilo Delta 8, India Oscar November, Patrick.
Kilo Delta 8, Yankee Foxtrot Whiskey, KD8YFW, Terry.
Okay, in that hold, y'all came in maybe fast, but luckily I know all your voices. I got K8RLC, Cal, N8PBC, John, K8LE, Andy, KD8ION, Patrick, and KD8YFW, and I had a dead carrier come at me, too. So one more time for the Northeast Quadrant.
This is Kilo Delta 8, Oscar Foxtrot Tango. That's KD8OFT. The name here is Daniel.
November 8, Yankee Mike Tango.
NA8L, November Alpha 8, Lima, Terry.
Ned Holt, additionally in the Northeast, I got KD8OFT, Daniel, NA8YMTJ, and NA8L, Terry. One more try for the Northeast Quadrant. Okay, we do have a station keying up but getting no audio. So we'll try again a little later, maybe. Let's move on down to the Southeast Quadrant. Station Southeast, please call. KD8IIB.
Kilo Delta 8, Sierra Yankee Tango, KD8SYT, Lynn.
Kilo Bravo 8, Yankee Victor, India, KB8YVI, Phil.
We got KD8SYT Lynn and KB8YVI Phil. Anybody else? Southeast Quadrant.
IIB, this is KD8YFW. You have Kilo Echo 8 Hotel X-Ray Delta Karen Northeast Quadrant listening but can't contact. Over.
Okay, thanks, Terry. KE8HXD, we've got her check in Northeast. Okay, anybody else Southeast Quadrant?
This is Alpha Bravo 8, Mike, Whiskey 8MW, Mike.
AB8MW, Mike got you in there. We still had a station in there with a Siskiyou carrier. I don't know if that was Mike and he made it through finally or if there was somebody else trying but have no audio. With that, let's move over to the Southwest Quadrant Station, Southwest. Please call Net Control, KD8IIB.
November 8, Romeo Foxtrot Yankee, Calvin.
Whiskey 8, Romeo Whiskey Romeo. Bob, W8RWR.
Kilo Delta 8, Whiskey, Quebec Yankee, KD8WQY, Denny.
Delta 8, Kilo Sierra India, KDA KSI Holly.
November 8, Uniform Tango India, N8UTI, Ed. Now that I got my microphone back, we'll acknowledge N8RFY Calvin, W8RWR Bob, KD8WQY Denny, KD8KSI Holly, N8UTI Ed, and we still have a station with this carrier. Anybody else? Southwest Quadrant. Let's move up to the Northwest Quadrant. Northwest Quadrant, call now.
W8KWG, Whiskey 8, Kilo, Whiskey Golf, Gale.
Whiskey 8, Romeo Victor, W8RV, Ken.
Kilo Echo 8, Kilo Juliet X-Ray, Dan.
KE8ANW, Brian. Kilo Echo 8, Alpha November Whiskey.
That hole, we got W8KWG, Gale, W8RV, Ken, KE8KJX, Dan, and KE8ANW, Brian. Anybody else? Northwest.
This is Kilo Echo, number 8, Oscar Uniform Papa, KE8OUP, this is Parker.
November 8, Victor Juliet Foxtrot, N8VJF, Mark.
We got KE8OUP Parker and N8VJF Mark. Good evening to both of you. Anytime, anybody else? Northwest Quadrant.
Kilo Juliet 8 Alpha Mike, KJ8AM Kevin.
KJ8AM got you in there, Kevin. Okay, how about stations outside Franklin County or stations inside that have been missed earlier? Please call.
So, Bravo 8, Charlie, Mike, Whiskey, KB8CM, Justin, Southeast, Ken in Fairfield County.
Okay, Ned Holt, KB8CMW, Paul got you in there in the Southeast. Fairfield County station, you were stepped on by Paul. Say again.
Call that Paul. I'm going to have a talk with him. This is Kilo Echo 8 Hotel Zulu Zulu KE8HZZ Ken in Fairfield County.
Hi, IB from KD8GJ Bill, Carney.
KE8HZZ, Ken, we got you that time. I thought it was you. I thought I recognized your voice, but wanted to make sure. And KD8GUJ, Bill, anybody else outside or inside? Getting a carrier station, but we'll go back to those people now with the announcement. John, NAPBC, would you like to start it off?
Good evening, Kevin and the rest of the net. Good to hear everybody tonight. It sounds like we had a good group. I think we have about 14 or 15 that have checked in and registered with ARES Connect, which is great. Most of you probably got an email from the ARRL, if you're members, regarding the use of amateur radio during using it for unlawful events is basically the bottom line. So I think we all understand the purpose of amateur radio and how it should be used. So I chose not to send anything out to anybody for that very reason, because I believe we all understand the regulations and the parameters around using amateur radio, so I did not send anything on to you. But they also, in that same, from the FCC, in that same statement, they mentioned FRS. They also mentioned GMRS, other radio services that people might be using. So that's the only caution that that came out of that. Citizen band radio was also another a vehicle that that could be used for events that are or events that could be illegal. Other than that, there is going to be some news about ARES Connect that hopefully I'll be able to provide some more information about that in a month or so. Kevin, I think that's all I have right now. Thank you. This is NAPBC.
Okay, thanks, John. I never received that email. Of course, I did see it on the TV. But it makes me think of another email I received a while back about the FCC going to require emails, so everybody has to, I believe it says something about send in a 605 with an email address or something. Did you give us something on that or know anything more on that?
I don't have any more information on that. I think it's up to you to go in and log in and enter your email address via the Internet. I know I can do other things on my information in there with log on, so I believe that's how that's going to work. But again, I didn't go any further with it. I know there's some time that we have to get that done. NAPBC.
Okay, yeah, I think it was I was confusing the two. I think it is an online thing existing people can do, but on the new licensees, I think they're going to have to include the email on a new 605 or something like that. But anyway, okay, I just came across that in my mind, and I thought I'd throw it out and see if you or anybody else knew anything more about it.
Nope. One other thing I'd like to, if Karen can hear us, I would like to chat with her over on our UHF frequency after the net, if that's okay, NAPBC.
Copy that. And I'm sure she heard that. So we'll get to that. K8RLC, how about you?
Good evening, Kevin. Good evening, Internet. This is K8RLC. Not a whole lot to report, though I did see in the ARES newsletter today that Red Cross is planning on doing another one of their check-in, log-in, Windlink drills on May 8th, so we'll have that to look forward to. Other than that, event-wise, things are still pretty quiet. K8RLC.
Okay, thanks, Cal. Any questions for Cal? Okay, going on down the list from the check-ins. Next on the list would be K8LE, Andy.
This is K8LE. Good evening, everybody. Regarding the Emergency Communications Readiness Program, I have an item I'd like to bring up. We're still very much in a holding pattern, unfortunately, and who knows how long it will be. But it might be a good time to address an equipment need. Some of you may be aware that at the Franklin County Coroner's Office, We're a little bit short on equipment. We have a 2-meter transceiver, but we do not have any equipment for UHF. So when our testers go in to perform the periodic testing, they always bring an HT with them so that they can go on UHF in order to test the antenna on UHF. But it would be very nice if we did have a UHF transceiver. A reset. Now, it just may be that some of you may have been good little boys and girls, and maybe Santa Claus has brought you a new HF or multiband transceiver with all the latest modes and so forth. And you may be looking at your previous transceiver sitting there on the shelf doing nothing but gathering dust. Might it occur to you to possibly donate a transceiver that's capable of UHF? It would be something that we could really use that would expand our capabilities. Reset. The reason being that when a tester goes in with his HT to test the antenna, if there is an emergency, then he has to rely on that HT if he has to go on UHF. So it would be very good if we had a UHF transceiver as well. So if anyone is interested in donating a UHF transceiver or a multiband transceiver for 2 meters and UHF, we would be very much interested in hearing from you. If so, drop me a line at k8le@arrl.net. Any questions? Having heard none, I'll send it back to Ned.
Okay, Andy. Once again, if anybody's got something they want to donate, let Andy know. Let's see. Patrick, KD8ION, anything from you?
Nothing at this time, Kevin, KD8ION.
Okay, thanks, Patrick. I'm looking on down through my list. Any UTI, how about you?
Good evening to the net, and nothing that I can think of for the net. NA UTI.
Okay, unless I miss somebody, that's all I can see checking in tonight from the leadership team. If I miss you, just yell in a minute. So I guess it's my turn. Upcoming nets, January 27th, NEYMTJ. February 3rd, KJ8AM, Kevin. February 10th, K8RLC, Cal. February 17th will be our next on-air in-person. And February 24th, AB8MW, Mike. Any questions for me? KD8YFW, going to put you on the spot. Would you like to make an announcement about that email you sent me today that Karen sent you about the boot camp?
Being the bureaucrat that I'm retired from being, I'm going to pass the ball back to you. I'm aware of the thing. I signed up for it. I don't know much details about it. Karen got it from the ARRL, I think, QST magazine maybe, which I don't have it. So, I'll let you do it. I should have sent it to John, too, but I just sent it to you in case you might know about it. Over.
Okay, Terry. Well, for the benefit of everyone, I'll just read the email that you sent me, that you forwarded to me. We will be holding another online ham boot camp on Saturday, April 24th. Registration is open for the Nashua Area Radio Society Spring Ham Boot Camp. Ham Boot Camp will be held online using Zoom. Going online will allow us to help new hams get on the air in a safe way during coronavirus. This will also let us reach out to new hams across the country. Our spring ham boot camp, well, like I said, is on Saturday, April 24th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Time. The morning sessions focuses on technician-level activities, and the afternoon session will focus on HF activities for general class and above licenses. Let me reset. I just got a text from Karen saying I was in QST Magazine in November, December. Anyway, okay. The morning session, let's see, the agenda, the morning session will have putting you together a station for repeaters and how to pick an HT or mobile radio and antenna, radio programming tutorial, getting started with EchoLink, making contacts and joining a repeater net, getting started with amateur radio satellites, and getting started with fox hunting. After the HF afternoon sessions will be putting together an HF station for a single sideband CWN digital, picking and putting up an HF antenna, feed lines and grounds, operating on the HF bands using SSB or single sideband voice, software and setup for logging contacts via your computer, getting started with WSJT-X and FT8 digital, finding DX and QSLing, getting them into log and confirmed, and more. You can get more information about bootcamp at www.n1fd.org/ham-bootcamp. Each attendee should register separately using this link, which, you know, don't know what the link is. It's still the same one, www.n1fd.org/register-ham-bootcamp. After registering, you receive a link that allows you to register for the Zoom meeting. Following the Zoom meeting registration, you will receive a personal Zoom link via email. Any questions, contact bootcamp@n1fd.org. That's from Anita Kemmerer, AB1QB. She's a bootcamp administrator at the Nashua Area Radio Society. Whew, that was a mouthful. Got a sore throat now. Any questions?
IB, you did a good job. Thank you for doing that. I didn't have it printed out. I didn't have it up. KD8YFW.
Okay. Glad to do it, Terry. Glad to help out. And John and Cal, just for the FYI, I just forwarded that to you too, so you'd have a copy of it.
IIB, this is KD8YFW. They do get back to you rather quickly. I did sign up for it this afternoon, and within half an hour or so, I got a response from them saying that I was signed up. Back to you, IIB, KD8YFW.
Okay, Terry. Yeah, it does sound like it'd be a fun little boot camp if you got a Saturday, April 24th from 10 to 6, if you got that time that you want to get in on a Zoom call and listen to those, you know, discussions or whatever you want to call them. Okay. Anybody else with any announcements for the net tonight? Any additional check-ins at this time?
88RTP, John.
RTP, John got you in there. Anybody else? Okay, it's amazing. I'm typing up the log as I'm doing this. It takes me a little while to get back to mic again. Anyway, does anybody else have anything for the net? Any good for the net? Discussion topics, queries, anything like that? So we can extend the net at least another 6-7 minutes.
KD8ION.
Yep, go ahead, Patrick.
Yes, good evening to that. I did find something to talk about here. Some of you have been out to my QTH, but at my house is a VHF and separate UHF DMR repeaters. So if you're interested in talking through some of those, the Skywarn talk groups are available through it, amongst other top groups. So those can be found. All the information is online as well. KD8ION.
When you say the information is available online, do you have a web address for that?
Well, I think you can search for it on BrandMeister, I believe. I'd have to get back with you with the exact way to find that information.
Okay, you may want to get listed on the Ohio. Yeah, you know what I mean. AWOR Ohio website too, because I know they do have a couple of other DMR repeaters on there. But so you say you've got like 31392 and some others on there, huh?
Yeah, that's correct. I think it's in repeater book and it's on some of the DMR code plugs that are floating around. So it's a site managed technically by someone else. I'm just loaning them the use of my tower and the utilities.
And it won't keep.
Go ahead, Jay.
Yeah, in addition, that same network of repeaters that are at his tower, we also have one on the Columbus Power that's part of that network, too. That's also owned by the same person. You can go onto Ohio DMR on Facebook. They have lists there, and I'm trying to think of the other place that they have it. It's actually part of a club list, too. But, yeah, the Columbus repeater, DMR repeater, is also with that.
Okay, is that repeater up on Patrick's tower also hooked to the Ohio link or whatever?
No, we don't have DMR bridge as a permanency now. It's only an emergency setup, but we can. But it is part of, it's the 877-444-875 there in Columbus.
Okay, yeah, I didn't mean permanently bridged. I just did have that capability of the bridge like we did that one time and people yelled about, but that's beside the point.
Oh, yeah. Well. Anyway, back to you. Thanks, Patrick, for announcing about that, too.
Any more check-ins at this time?
This is KD8ION. Make sure I ID. Thanks.
Yeah, this is KD8IIB. I will, too. Any additional check-ins or announcements or anything else for the good of the net, please call now.
This is KD8OUP. I have a question for the net.
Yeah, go ahead, Parker.
So I was reading on the ARRL website that it looks like there's an upcoming fee adjustment for license renewals as well as applications, I guess, coming up for other licenses for $35. I didn't know if this has already been discussed and maybe I missed it or if this was something that everybody else is aware of. Over.
Yeah, there's been a lot of publicity about that on Facebook, on the AWOR website and everything else. I think it was a $50 fee. It is being debated at this point, as far as I know, through the AWORL and everything. My own personal opinion I'll throw out is for, you know, $5 a year or whatever it turns out to be, that's not too bad of a fee. But, yeah, it is being battled, I guess, at the AWORL level. Anybody else have anything on that? Again, didn't hear it, but I saw it on the radio. Anybody else with any questions, queries? I guess that's the same thing. Discussion topics or anything else for the net? Now that we reached 8 o'clock, and if people forgot that the net started at 7:30 tonight, maybe we have some more check-ins. Any additional check-ins at this time?
you, Kevin.
Say that again. You came in pretty weak.
KDAIBN 8YMT. I just wanted to ask you if you were able for a phone call after net.
Certainly.
All right, thanks. NA1MT, I'll be clear.
One more time for any additional check-ins or announcement. If not, we'll close the net. Hearing nothing additional, I'll go ahead and close the net for this evening. Thanks to everybody who checked in tonight. And we'll hear you next week at the regular 8 o'clock time with N8YMT as the net control. So we'll turn the repeater back over to normal amateur operation. KD8IIB clear.
KD8IIB, KD8RLC.
Oops, I haven't counted yet. Go ahead.
931.